You can do it. Mastering the Art of Goal Setting and Establishing Self-Discipline. Narrated by John Hawks. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved. Introduction. Hello and welcome to our short beginner's guide on mastering the art of setting goals and establishing self-discipline. Discipline, I'm afraid to report, is crucial for any success in life. Success in whatever field or area of life requires five things. You need to wait for it, you have to persevere through the many different challenges and setbacks you are bound to encounter. You also have to put in constant effort. Success usually doesn't happen the first time you try. In fact, in many situations, it requires several tries. You have to constantly put in the effort. Finally, success requires putting up with the adverse conditions. You have to keep at it regardless of what you are feeling, regardless of how many people discourage you, and regardless of whether you feel that it's time or not, you have to do it. Success requires all of these, and these all involve discipline. So what's the problem? I'm sure it's quite obvious. Modern life and values aren't exactly very friendly towards discipline. In fact, our modern world and the principles behind it seems to actively work against self-discipline. First of all, we want everything to be quick and easy. I'm not just talking about products and services, I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about education. It's as if we develop a sense of entitlement that life has to be fair, quick, and easy. Given this reality and these principles, it is no surprise that our attention span collectively has shrunk dramatically. And it's continuing to shrink. You only need to ask the nearest millennial to know what I'm talking about. People's time horizon, as far as the good things in life are concerned, is very short. People don't have the time nor the patience. They definitely don't have the discipline to wait around, deal with all sort of adverse conditions, and put in constant work. They definitely don't have the patience to stick with trying situations until the thing that they're working on pans out. Unfortunately, if you want to achieve success, you need to set up goals properly and pursue those goals. You can hope and wish all you want, but big victories in your life are not going to materialize out of sheer luck. You have to plan them out, and you have to work your plan. In other words, you have to set goals and implement them. Again, there goes that word. Discipline is required. Self-discipline is essential, but effective goal setting also requires clarity of purpose, proper structuring of your goals, and finally, proper measurement of your success. If you are able to do it all of these and you have the proper level of self-discipline, success becomes a habit. Have you ever hung out with people who make a tremendous amount of money seemingly effortlessly? Have you hung out with people who declare their big plans and the next time you check with them or check with people who know them, those plans pan out? Well, those people are not magical, I'm sorry to report. Those people are not some sort of mystical alien creature race. No, they simply picked up on the right habits. Simply put, people who succeed easily just make it look easy. Believe it or not, it took a lot of falls, stumbles, overcoming doubts, challenges, as well as potential humiliation to get to where they are now. The good news? Success is a habit that can be learned. Now, I know you might be thinking that successful people look, behave, and sound so different from you. You might even be thinking that they are a completely different race of people. Well, don't let the appearances fool you. On the surface, it may seem like they're completely different from you, but understand that they are just working out certain habits. You don't have to be born with those habits. You don't have to be lucky. You just need to commit to learning it. This book will teach you the following. First, you will learn to figure out which goals to set. Believe it or not, the goals you select do have an impact on the success you achieve. Many people fail to achieve the kind of results they are looking for simply because they set their eyes and their minds on the wrong set of goals. Now, those goals may be perfect for other people, but it's not right for them. Try as hard as they might, nothing seems to work, and it can be traced to the fact that they picked the wrong goals to set. Second, you're going to learn how to set more effective goals by incorporating discipline-building elements. A lot of people set up goals in such a way that these goals suck up all available willpower that they may bring to the table. In other words, There is no built incentive or self-sustaining system in the goals. The goals just take and take and take. Now, it doesn't take a scientist to figure out that with such goals, it's too easy to hit a wall. It's too easy to think that you're trying so hard and putting in so much time and effort and nothing seems to work. When you find yourself in that space, it's not that difficult to start believing that you're just not cut out for success. It's very easy to get discouraged and eventually you give up. As you probably already know, the only way to fail at anything in life is to quit. And that's precisely what you're setting yourself up for if you don't know how to set up goals to be self-sustaining. At the very least, they have to be self-sustaining in terms of your discipline. Third, I'm going to teach you how to use daily rituals to fine-tune and achieve your goals. You have to understand that people aren't what they consistently do. People can talk a good game. Other people might have all sorts of mistaken notions about them. However, their real character boils down to what they consistently do. In other words, it's all about their rituals. Believe it or not, you already have a set of rituals. You may not be aware of them, but they exist. What if I told you that you could be achieving more with your life if you only choose to be a little bit more conscious of the rituals you engage in? These rituals have a direct and immediate impact on your performance on many different levels. At the very least, they can help or slow down the achievement of your goals. Another thing that I will help you with involves measuring success. A lot of people sabotage themselves because they choose to measure their success in the wrong way. Now, it's okay to measure your success in terms of ultimate measurements. For example, if you're just starting a business, it's okay to think from time to time about the millions of dollars you could be making. However, if you choose to only use ultimate measurements of success, you're just setting yourself up to lose your drive, motivation, and passion in here and now. Don't be surprised if you get so discouraged and demotivated that you just give up. Sadly, people do this all the time. Finally, I will teach you about the signals you need to pay attention to that will clear you to scale up. Please understand that if you want to achieve any kind of success, you cannot stay at the same level. You might be doing things really well at that level. People might talk highly of you, but if you stay at that level and you allow your comfort zone to define what is possible for you, you're going to get stuck. You might have started the process with all these hopes and dreams and grand visions, but let me tell you, they will all remain stuck in your head. Your waking reality is not going to measure up because you refuse to scale up. I'll teach you how to do that. More precisely, I'll teach you to detect the signals that will enable you to scale up. Are you ready to begin? Let's dive in.